So today's Mishnah in Masechet Shviit is Mishnah Hey. We've been talking about Estei Ha'ilan, and we talked about how it is that if you have, what is Estei Ha'ilan? And we talked about how much we have the 50 by 50, which is a Beit Sa'ah, called a Beit Sa'ah, because that's how much Tvua you can plant in 2,500 square amos. That if it has these three trees that produce the 60, if they would be fig trees, they would be, it doesn't matter if they're pine trees, they would be fig trees, they would be producing the 60 mana yitalki, machlokas rishoni, whether it means all three together, whether it means each one of them, but that would be the halacha that you can continue and take care of them all the way up to Shemitah. So the question is, does that mean because they are all your trees? Does anyone know the Mishnah? No. Shlosha ilanot, shlosha anashim. It doesn't matter. The point over here, even though you may be saying, well, I mean, but technically, I mean, look, you know, this guy owns one third and this guy owns one third. I mean, what makes it a single stay ilan? So you might think a stay ilan is defined commercially. No, I mean, that's not true. What we're looking at, and remember that this is the din of Shemitah Bichlal. The din of Shemitah is that we treat the earth as something that has its own definitions. It's not we who define the earth, it's the earth who defines us. So therefore, just because three different people have their, you know, field markers, this is my field, this is your field, the earth doesn't care too much about that. And if you have three ilanot in the area of Chamishim al Chamishim, which is a Beit Sa'ah, Hare Elu Mitzarfim, that is considered to be one field, V'chorshim Ko Beit Sa'ah B'shvilo, it's considered to be a Stei Ilan for all Dinim. Now, the question, however, is that how scattered are they supposed to be throughout this area? In other words, there's a certain minimum in terms of the agricultural requirements that is going to be survivable for these trees. So what is the space that you need between the trees for these to be considered viable trees? Because in order to have a stay ilan, it has to be a viable stay ilan. So Rav Gamliel says, "Kidei she'yeh abakar over bekelav." It's a question whether this is supposed to be pronounced, machlokas among the mefarshim, is this pronounced kidei she'yeh abakar, which is the guy who is taking care of the bakar, or does it simply mean the bakar literally? But it makes sense to say bakar, not bakar, because it means specifically the two bakar. So you've got two oxen over here that are going to be pulling the plow. Remember, all of this discussion is whether you're allowed to do harisha in order to allow the water to penetrate more fully and to be able to allow these trees to thrive. So Rabbi Gamliel says, so if there's not enough area to be able to plow the way you would normally plow, which is you have a pair of these oxen that are pulling the plow to pass between the trees, then it's not viable. And that is a shear of Arba Amos. But if it's not able to be properly plowed, then ultimately these are not sustainable trees. You're going to have to remove one from in between the other two. And as they grow, which means that ultimately this is not a stay ilan. And therefore, you cannot do the normal thing that you would do for a stay ilan. And because of that, it's considered to be a stay lavan, a normal field. In a normal field, you have to stop at Pesach, and you're not allowed to do anything beyond Pesach. Whereas like this, you're allowed to continue going until Atzeret. Okay, next Mishnah. Masechet Shviit, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. And now we get to the Gemara that we just had in Sukkah, which is the Eser Netiyot, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that you're allowed to work on it, Midiraisa, all the way up to Rosh Hashanah, if they are evenly spread out through a Beit Sa'ah. So this is the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Eser Netiyot, Mefuzarot, Betov Beit Sa'ah, Chorshim Ko Beit Sa'ah Bishvilan, Ad Rosh Hashanah. So the difference between saplings, netiyot are saplings, they're very delicate trees, as opposed to the stei ilan, which are mature trees. So the difference is that these saplings are, first of all, if they are 10 of them, that are throughout the 50 by 50, almost evenly spaced, then that is part of what Alok Lamashvisa is telling us. In terms of the agricultural requirements, these saplings need to have nourishment evenly from around that entire area. And because of that, you've got to make sure that the area is plowed and that the water penetrates properly so that they all get their nourishment. Otherwise, they are going to die. And therefore, you can do the entire Shana Hashishis as if this is not Nogea, their growth during Shemitah. How about if they were not spread out throughout the entire field? How about if they were Asiyot Shura? Suppose they're growing in a line, or suppose they're Mukafot Atara. Suppose they're shaped as a half circle. Now, some learned that what this means is that they're surrounded by a fence. And when it says Mukafot Atara, it means that they're actually enclosed by a fence. My personal sense is that the way we use these words usually does not mean that. So in Chorshim Lam Ela Litzorchan, you cannot, in that case, the entire halacha is based on 50 by 50. And if it's a line, then that is not considered to be the idea of taking up the entire area. And then it would look like that you're doing it Laman, the growth in Shemitah. Nobody would say that's for the actual young trees. So this is not the Netiot, and therefore would be Aser. Remember that we Aser doing this even where Lamaisa, it is useful at the time because it looks like it's a Hachana, and therefore this would not be included. You should know that there are some things that are just the same as the Eser Netiot. So that if you have, let's say, 9 netiot and one of these gigantic gourds that is like takes up also, it spreads out and it spreads its roots also the same way that a netiyah does. So you should know that netiot and diluim, so different certain types of diluim. Now, diluim is a general term that includes all types of gourds. We'll see specifically which gourds it's referring to. But netiot and diluim could be mitstaref to a beit sa'ah. So this is comes out in the Gemara. It's talking about the dalat yevanit. Dalat yevanit is very, very large, and it's the equivalent of a tree in terms of a netiyah. So even though you don't have eser netiot, you can have 6 netiot and 4 diluim. And that's the same halacha, says the Tanna Kamma. Whereas Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, it's much more than that. You can have all 10 of these so-called ilanot and call them netiot, even though they're not really netiot. They are gourds. And kol asara deluim lebeit sa'ah, even if you had all 10 of them, as long as they are this type of gourd that requires this level of harisha, there too harshim kol beit sa'ah ad rosh hashanah, and therefore you don't use the word mitstarfim, which would mean that even only if you would have a rove of netiot, but even if they're entirely this other thing, gourds, it's also going to have the same halacha.